Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lloyd Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Riber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gulick. The throw from Riber and he is safe. Gulick steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Stone moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Farrell to second, and Gehringer is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a line drive towards center. West catches it and throws to second to double up Rogel. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Riber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Walker moves to second. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 0 for 1 in the game. Riber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Walker scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel moves to third. Riber moves to second. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Owen reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Riber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Stone moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. West reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Riber bunts towards the mound. Styles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-3 in the game. Marbury hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.